Now, the recollections and reflections of children 5 years after September 11th. Back in 2001, a small group of Washington, D.C. private school students, just barely into their teens, were asked by a classmate to record their reactions to the terrorist attacks. This year, the young woman who made that recording has gone back through it, sharing some selections with the others. Here are their thoughts and hers.
Testing. Hello, my name is Emily Mason, and I'm going to do a short interview of 7 kids from my school in Washington, D.C. I'm doing them because of something that just happened. See, there's been this horrible event.
The entire 7th grade at the Murray School knew we were in trouble. Ever since a large mustache and goatee had appeared on a teacher's poster, we'd known we were in for it. So when about 200 12 and 13-year-olds were herded into the gym at 10 a.m. on September 11th, we thought, here it comes. When we all sat down, the gym was full of smiles and laughter. But it wasn't about the poster. It wasn't about school. It was something much worse. As the principal told us what little she knew, faces slackened and side conversations ceased. Kids had parents at the Pentagon, the White House, in New York. Girls burst into tears and cried in the arms of their friends. Everyone tried frantically to call their parents on cell phones. Teachers told us to stay calm and set up board games and cards as an attempt to distract us from the fact that we knew next to nothing and weren't allowed to see the news.
My name is Caroline Goodman.
My name is Hope Palmer.
My name is Max Brumby.
My name is Lizzie Borges.
Clay Solomon.
Natalie Grover.
8 days later, I gathered 6 of my classmates in my living room and asked them about what they had been experiencing. Most of them told stories about that day. Lizzie's is probably my favorite. It all started with a simple class assignment to get inside the head of a character from a book.
The book that I chose is about a girl who used to live in the U.S. and moves to Israel. And in the story, something happens. It turns her whole world around. And we had to write journal entries. Apparently, we were someone who visited that character for a day in their life. And the last sentence of the journal entry, I said, nothing bad like what's going on in Israel could ever happen like that in the U.S., right? It's sort of ironic. Like, and then it was the morning of the bombings that I wrote that.
Others opened up about the frustrations they were facing at still being treated like a kid. Max, who'd moved to Washington from Australia, was particularly upset when he wasn't allowed to watch the news at school while students in the high school were.
Basically, I was really worried, so I really wanted to find out news, and it kind of hurt me to think that they thought that we couldn't handle what was going on and that only the upper schoolers could.
A few opened up about how they were feeling, but only a little.
In history class, we were about our book characters. We had written all about what their regular day was, and when then we talked about our day priorities. Mine was taking a shower, going to school, and eating. And the next day, I realized I need to write it all over again, because mine was a lot much closer to my characters. Knowing my surroundings, be thankful for what I have, and that no one I love was hurt. And it was so changed because I realized, I don't feel good. It's not even close to the terror or the loss that the people have had in the World Trade Towers.
After the attacks, all commercial flights were canceled. While we were talking, every few minutes, helicopters or military aircraft passed overhead. Caroline, in particular, was disturbed by these constant interruptions.
The helicopters aren't scaring me because I know that they're not going to do anything, but the planes, like, every time I see a plane, I'm really freaked out. And I'm going on a plane to New York, so I'm really, really scared about going. I know it's not over because I heard that there are still people who are terrorists in the U.S. right now, so I'm just really scared. I'm scared to fly.
Throughout most of the discussion, we didn't talk about how we felt. We talked about what we knew, or at least what we thought we knew.
Just a few days after, when they started letting the planes fly again, it was at JFK airport, and there were some guys on the plane, and they had to wait on the runway for 3 hours. And then some army people came in with guns, and they pulled three people off the plane. They found out that these people had false papers. They had flight training manuals, and they had knives.
Box cutters for cutting boxes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Max.
And, like, just if that could happen then just a few days afterwards, what happens, like, 3 weeks from now when, you know, planes have been flying well and everyone's like, oh, it's okay, you know, I can go on a plane.
I was talking with my dad and everybody, and they're saying it's so hard, you know, to find out who did it and everything, and they're so it's going to be so difficult to find the people because they can't just take people who are from Afghanistan in the police office and say that they're all guilty.
That was 5 years ago.
My name is Lizzie.
My name is Natalie.
Clay.
My name is Max.
My name is Hope.
Now, we're all seniors in high school. This year, we met again to talk about September 11th. For most of us, this was the first time in a long time we discussed it. Nice, we listened to the tape of our seventh grade selves. We were all amazed at how different we sounded.
Do I sound like that?
Not everyone remembered talking about the terrorist attacks 5 years ago, but everyone had very vivid memories of September 11th itself.
For me, at first, I wasn't really that scared, and because I was like, is this like actually happening? And when we got home, we had this big trampoline in our backyard, right? And I remember I was like, I don't really want to watch TV right now. I just want to go chill. So I go, I'm jumping down on the trampoline, you know, it's all fun. And then I remember these jets flew over, and I was like, whoa. And that was like when it hit me, and I was like, wow, this is like really a big deal. And then I remember running inside and just sitting down watching the TV, and I was just glued, and I was scared, and it was crazy. It was just, it was intense.
I remember walking home with my mom and my sister, and my mom said to me, the president says we're going to go to war with whoever did this. And I remember saying, oh, God, that sucks, because my kind of seventh grade notion of war was like World War II, where they ration everything, and that's kind of what I thought it would be like. But, you know, obviously it hasn't turned out to be like that.
We all remembered being scared at some point, but Natalie remembered what the rest of us couldn't, a scared teacher.
I saw her outside of the building just as I was leaving, and I went up and just hugged her. I didn't hug her because I was really scared, but she looked a little frightened, and she looked like, you know, we both were kind of mutually comforting each other. And then a few years later, like 2 or 3 years later, every year we have an assembly on September 11th just to commemorate it. She came up to me and said, I remember when you came up and hugged me. I just want to let you know it helped me so much. And the days after, all I could think about was like you comforting me and how much better it made me feel. I thought they gave me like so much power. Is like this 13-year-old who is really comforting an adult. It was just such a big deal for me.
One thing that I think Murray Off School did very well was not pumping us with too much fear or like trying to over-prepare us for a terrorist attack, because I was watching the news and they had a special in some schools and like all the precautions they were taking, and it really reminded me of like you see videos from Cold War era when you had like kids getting under the desk and stuff to protect themselves from a nuclear attack. And it's just, I mean, you know, your desk is made out of wood and that probably won't help. But that's what it sort of reminded me of, I guess.
That was Max. One thing we all noticed from listening to ourselves was that we were all acting as if we knew exactly what was happening. We sounded like little terrorism experts, or like we were auditioning for the McLaughlin Group.
What about the plane that hit the Pentagon?
This is me?
People said that somebody had just steered it off course and it was headed to kill the president.
Actually, I think the one that crashed in Pennsylvania was for the president.
Yeah, I think the one that...
What?
5 years later, we were all trying to figure out why we were talking like that.
Just kind of like we pretend to know a lot of stuff. And I didn't know anything. Like, I did not know anything. And it's like we're so sure of ourselves. It's not even like a question. It's like, yes, there are bombs in the mall, definitely. And I heard that there were like 8 planes and just like all these things that, you know, we're so sure of ourselves. And there's not even like any self-doubt or any, I don't know.
But Hope finally nailed it.
I know I was still definitely scared at this point, like a week after. And it's sort of this way of addressing it openly, because we are at an age where it's like you can't deny that this happened, or sort of like regress. You accept that it happened and you like try and understand it. But I think we're also just trying to sort of assert, like make ourselves feel that we were so aware of the situation that it in itself would kind of keep us safe.
It wasn't until later that I realized all the things we were afraid of in 2001 have actually happened. We did go to war, and even though we might forget sometimes, there were more terrorist attacks. They just didn't happen here, but in Indonesia, Spain, England, and India. I guess we expected there would be more catastrophic, life-changing events right in our backyard. Looking back, it doesn't seem like our lives changed as much as we thought, or at least as much as we feared. It seems like little changes have defined us more. 3 years ago, my mother and I moved to Chicago, and in all that time living in the Midwest, no one has ever mentioned September 11th to me. When my friends and I talked, we were all more worried about SAT scores than another terrorist attack. As much as September 11th has been in our minds these last 5 years, we all agreed that it felt really good to get together and talk about it.
So in 5 years, are we doing this again?
Right. Absolutely.
All right. I'll be here.
We're going to be seniors in college in 5 years. Oh, imagine that.
Are we really?
We're going to be seniors in college.
Emily Dickinson Mason is a senior this year at Francis W. Parker School in Chicago. We heard from her classmates who are still at Washington, D.C.'s Murray School, Max Brumby, Carolyn Goodman, Lizzie Borges, Clay Solomon, Natalie Grover, and Hope Palmer.